Good morning again.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to be here, aren't you?
Yes.
You're fearless. Did not drive in this time of morning. Now, I thought I'd remind us, because we know this, right? But I thought I would remind us of this opulent universe that we live in. We hear so much these days about shortages, don't we? Shortages of this, we live in an opulent universe. You know, growing up, my mother and my grandmother, they would always say, well, we may be broke, but we're not poor. And I'm looking, I'm thinking in my head, what? What does that mean? You know, I'm not going to claim either of those because I know the truth of my being. We live in an opulent universe. There is so much here. There is no lack where in spirit, right? And how do we attain this? Then we are spiritual beings. And we make that connection. And we go about our lives feeling fulfilled. I know some of you are probably sitting there saying, oh, what is she talking about? You know, as I watch the news and other media, I always affirm that there's no lack anywhere. I know in my mind that what is lacking is a sense of being, is a sense of lifted and connected consciousness to what? Our Creator. We were not created to want for anything. If you don't believe me and you believe more of what the Bible says, read Genesis. All that was created for us. But we have to turn on the light, don't we? We have to turn on that light bulb. I have a lamp at home, and the lamp is plugged into to an outlet that all you do is hit the wall switch. But sometimes I forget, and when I turn the light out, I turn it out bedside. And then, in the middle of the night, if I get up for anything and I go to flick up, the light doesn't come on. I'm in the dark. I'm not connected. And so what do? Turn on the light. Turn on the light. And that's an analogy of what I can do for myself. When I feel lost or in the dark, I can turn on the light, which is plugging in to the electricity of spirit. And I know what to do and how to do it. So, we should be rejoicing in divine abundance. By divine, I'm talking about that which is of spirit. And abundance can take many forms, can it? It could be an abundance of love, abundance of health. And the one that a lot of folks out here are seeking, abundance of prosperity. But hey, when we got the love of spirit in us, do we need to worry about all that outer stuff? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and the other stuff will be added on to you. Because you're going to switch your focus from the outside world to the inner world, which is the true living space. Not out here. learn to stay focused on our awareness of the Christ in us and the truth within, and not only stay focused, but what do we say? Well, we just had our walk the talk this morning. Not only stay focused in that, but actually walk the talk. We say in our affirmation, what is it we say? There's only one presence and one power. Now, if we say it like, oh, there's only one presence, one power. No, we believe it, don't we?
Yes.
When we say it, we say it. But then our actions must fit those words. If I go out this door and I'm hit with a challenge, and I begin to sink into that, oh my God, I'm not going to get up. How am I going to get through this? Instead of, whew, that spirit within me is going to move me through this experience. And I'm going to look, it's going to be behind me. Because I'm standing in the truth of my being. You know, we talked a little bit in the session earlier this morning about your thoughts. What are you focused on? What's happening? What's your self-critic saying to you? I like what Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, says. He says, when we think about the love of God drawing to us the substance necessary for support and supply, that substance begins to accumulate all around us. And when we abide in the consciousness, what's consciousness? That's everything we're aware of, right? When we abide in the consciousness of that substance that's accumulating all around us, it begins to manifest itself in all our affairs. Wow, why didn't I know that when I was a teenager coming up? Wow. I'm not talking monetary things up here, although that's good, but that's not what this is about. This is about looking and seeing what you already have, what's already working for you, what's already embracing you, and moving forward. You know, I meant to look up what booklet I got this out of. I have a million of them. But there's a booklet, here's the words, and I hope it's one that I have on order for you. But here, listen to these words. There are various ways divine abundance might show up in our lives and how we embrace it. How can we trust our good to come to us? Abundance, is abundance really unlimited? And why on earth would we not embrace it? That's a good question, isn't it? It might be part of what Eric Butterworth says, that our consciousness creates circumstances. Or at least sets the climate in which circumstances happen. So when we become aware that what the cause of our thinking that abundance might not be unlimited, might be unlimited, when we when we become aware of the way we're processing that thought, things can change, and they can be affected by changing the way you look at it. So in asking yourself this question, how can we trust our good will come to us? Well, what are you believing? What are you thinking about constantly during the day? Is it coming from a place of lack? Or is it coming from a place of prosperity, abundance? Where is your focus? For the answers to those couple of questions, how can we trust that our good will come to us? Is abundance really unlimited? Why on earth would we not embrace it? Listen to these words from Emily Cady, Lessons in Truth, one of the first books published by Unity. And in it she says, one of the unerring truths in the universe, and by universe she's talking about the spiritual and natural worlds combined, one of the unerring truths in the universe is that there is already provided a lavish abundance for every human want. In other words, the supply of every good always awaits the demand. Another truth is that the demand must be made before the supply can come forth. Now, making a demand, we're not talking about a begging prayer, a supplication, oh please give me this. What we're talking about is calling forth the abundance that is already provided, claiming it, affirming it. Good is already here, already available, even when we can't see it. But what brings it into being? Our belief and faith that it is so. You can get conviction, you can stand in the conviction that it is so. What I desire, if I pray and meditate, not take it into meditation, I don't want to give you that idea, but prayer work is simply statements of truth. It's not asking or maybe this will happen. Prayer is, I am a child of God, and I am worthy of everything that comes to me.
Amen.
But keep your thoughts clean, because a lot of stuff can come to us, can't it? But if you're doing the prayer work, if you're doing the cleansing work in advance, it can work for you. I like Johnny Coleman says, it works if you work it. If you just listen to this message today and not try to absorb or step out practicing it, then what's going to happen? Same old, same old. Anybody know same old? Used to be a friend of mine, not so much now. Allowing divine abundance into our lives takes practice. And yes, I said allow. Because sometimes we let our gifts pile up against a closed door. Refusing our good, it's not deliberate, but that's what it boils down to when you think thoughts of worry and fear and anger and resentment. They can hold your good at bay. Ellen Davenport, she wrote, maybe we don't feel worthy to receive our good, or we embrace it in some areas but not in others. One person might have no problem with finances, but boy, when it comes to love, to open the door to our gifts, we have to work on releasing worry, releasing fear and anger. How do we do that? How do we do that? We stand on the truth that we're being taught. Some people say, oh, well, that's not going to work. If you stand on it, if you get it down in your gut where you truly believe, oh, I can tell you some stories. It will work for you. So, let this be a starting point to an experience of the awareness of divine abundance. Let's get our thoughts in alignment. Let's make changes in our consciousness, and how we approach things, how we perceive things in our minds. If we can accomplish this in consciousness, if we can accomplish a true sense of the magnitude of love that God has for us, and that love is a magnet drawing to us whatever it is you desire, whether it's more family time, more love, more peace. How many times this week have you heard somebody say, oh, I just wish I had peace? There's an abundance of peace in them. But you must take time to connect. Breathe in. Let that feeling of spirit just flow. Sometimes I'm working through something, and I'll just find me something to focus on in spirit, and I will affirm it over and over and over until it begins to vibrate in me, till it becomes a part of me. You know, the payoff doesn't come without work. You know, I used to not think of religion or spiritual stuff as work. It's work, because we have been so trained to believe the things of this world instead of the things that still, small, guiding voice within, that light within us, has been whispering. So, our work, what I want to tell you, I'm getting ready to run off track here. I'm going to stay on track, because we're doing good. We're doing good. Here are a couple thoughts. Let me give you a couple thoughts to remember in moving forward. You have a desire in your heart right now? Is there something you want to accomplish? Is it something, a habit that you may want to turn around? Or a feeling you may want to shake? Here are a couple thoughts too. Help you work through that gook. Okay, number one. Abundance is always present. Whether you believe it or not, whether you see it or not, it's always present. You know, I have gotten messages in me, speak the word, speak it out. Maybe the vessel through which my good is to come is somebody sitting out here, or somebody that in passing I've spoken the word to. Case in point, I'll give you a very prime example. The Holmes Educational Fund. I just spoke the word wherever I was, whenever the topic would come up, how I wanted to have something where anyone who wanted to be a teacher, anyone who wanted to be licensed through Unity, whether it be a minister or spiritual leader or whatever it may be, that they would have a place where they could access assistance in that. And now, Unity Church of Light, we have a Holmes Fund. Can you believe it? Yes, I believe it. I'm about to. Remember when I said sometimes we are good, we have it sitting at the door, the closed door? Watch the words that you speak. The second thing is, sometimes we ask for success, but we prepare for failure. We'll get what we have prepared for. And in preparation, often we don't think it's going to work, do we, sometimes? Well, what's going to happen with that? It probably will not work. So, don't listen to that stuff. If you get a conviction, if you get a desire, go for it. An example, these athletes. They want to be a champion. They go for it. It's deep within them to strive. They're listening to their inner spirit, which is saying, you can be what you wish to be. And the third thing is, do not be disturbed by appearances. Oh, we can do that, can't we? It appears like it's not good. It appears like it's not going to happen. So much chaos is stirring up around this, that undesiring. Stand in your truth. Keep the end result in front of you, knowing and getting that feeling of what it feels like if you had accomplished, and you will accomplish. Keep the, I always think, keep that, Vernetta, keep that end goal in front of you. It's not what you're seeing now. We see the finish line and we can make it step by step. But you got to get still, centered within yourself and listen. And not only listen, what happens sometimes? We listen, but we don't follow through when we get the answer, do we? We say, oh, that might not work. That may be the very thing that would have worked. Follow through. I like to change the thoughts to, all things are possible through the love of God for me. All things are possible through the love of God for me. And the final point I want to make this morning is, This is Charles Fillmore. Prosperity manifests not by asking God for more, but by conditioning our minds through prayer to accept more of God's good. Sometimes we tell ourselves in our self-talk we're not worthy. Oh, you shouldn't do that. Oh, you can't have that. Yes. If it's to be a teacher, or if it's to be the best that you can be, you can have that. It's yours for the taking. But you must align your thoughts with the truth of your being. We condition our minds through prayer to accept the good that God has prepared for each and every one of us before the foundation of this universe. In closing, I just want to give you this statement by Rebecca Clark in a little book, a little pamphlet called The Rainbow Connection. And she wrote, "Perhaps one of the most startling secrets about prosperity is that the door lies right within yourself. And the truth of the Christ of your being. Once you recognize this, you have found the master key that can open all other doors to divine abundance." I love that thought. If you could focus on that alone, that it's in you. It is in you. You believe it? Let me hear you say it. It is in me. Together.
It is in me.
And if nothing more, use that as a mantra today. No matter what it is you come up against, it is in me to conquer, to master, to resurrect, to be lifted, to be connected. Let us pray. And let us begin by affirming the prayer of Jesus Christ. And take that deep breath. Bring yourselves into this moment right here, right now. And we affirm together, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen." And just take a deep breath. Let's take this into prayer, into meditation, into that place deep within where we connect with our indwelling spirit. Take a deep breath and hold it. And as you release it, give yourself permission to take this time apart to commune with your indwelling spirit, to take this inward journey. The inward journey is to travel from the head down into the heart region. The head is where we do all our thinking, where we mull over all this information that we receive. We want to let that go for a moment and drop it to our hearts. Feel it beating to the rhythm of the spirit within. Our word this morning said free. Connecting with our indwelling spirit frees us and lets us be the authentic selves that we are. Yes, loved ones, we are more than just a body. There is much, much more to each and every one of us. The body keeps us separated when we let our thoughts focus on the body. But when we think about us being the spiritual beings that we are, we open up and we connect and we're one with the universe. No separation. All is energy. The energy of spirit. The energy of God moving in and throughout, binding us all together in a oneness. There is no them or us. There is no separation. And as we enter into our heart region, we come to the door of our inner chamber. Your inner chamber is where you step in and feel one with all that is. And as you step over that threshold, all the love in the universe enfolds you. The peace that passeth all understanding is flowing and moving through you, and you are lifted. To that space where there's no one or nothing but spirit. And in this space, by the still running waters, just take a seat for a few moments. Feel the beauty of the universe that you are. And take a few moments of connection in the quiet. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that we know you. And it is in this knowing that we return our presence to this room. And as we look around us, we look through the eyes of newness, through the eyes of a new creation in Christ. And for this moment apart, and for all things, dear God, We just say, thank you. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.